All right, welcome to this week's episode of the Shot Maker podcast. Really excited because it's fall. It's a baseball playoff season. Phillies fans, they're looking pretty good. So we thought that we would use that as a starting point for our analogy on cash flow. So what we're thinking today is really thinking about it as getting towards the end of the year. You know, say you're in the middle of a game and, you know, knowing that there's certain information you have to know to make that best decision. So whether it's sports or in business, there's certain information you need. And in business, it's definitely your cash flow, right? So more than your P&L or more than your sales, it's where is your cash and what's coming up on the horizon. So the great news is that what we're going to go through today, our tool, is actually a really easy way to get that information in your hands, the owner, not in your accountant or your CFO, but in your hands so you could make the best decision. So what we're going to go through today is our cash flow tool. So really, this is going to seem really basic, but the one thing that our tool does that, say, your online banking doesn't do or even your QuickBooks doesn't do is really tracks the trends. Because in cash flow, what matters not necessarily is what you have today, but where you're going, right? Are you going to earn $1,000 this month? Are you going to earn $5,000 this month? Are you going to lose $5,000 this month? That trend is the most important thing when we look at cash flow. So the other key element of this, and I'd say it's the, you know, lesson of COVID, is that even if you have an accounting team of 10 or CFO or all these people, that you, the owner, need to have access to your cash balance at all time and your trend at all time, right? That this is also a level of control to make sure that what is happening in your QuickBooks or happening in your business is showing up in your bank account. So even if you have a great team, this is nothing against your team, but this is really something that the owner needs to be in charge of.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, with all the technology now, that's great for some aspects of it, but using that technology to maybe predict future sales or use information from the past to kind of help to see. But like you said, without being in it yourself to really look at, all right, well, what is it translating to each day, each week, each month? The technology is only going to get you so far.
Exactly. And the thing is, you, the owner, know the flow of your cash best. So having your eyes on it really can just help to make sure that everything is where it should be. So, all right, so let's walk through our tool. Because again, this is easy, guys. Like, this is not a lot of time, a lot of energy. The biggest thing here is consistency, right? That you have to do this every day. But I promise if you do this every day, you will have a better peace of mind, a better understanding of where your business is, and you will make better decisions. So literally what we're going to do, and again, please stop from saying that you could get this all in your banking online. That's true, right? You can get the information online. But what this sheet does, which is our cash flow sheet, which you can get by contacting us, we will give it to you for free, is really tracking the trends. So you can see where is my cash over the week, over the 30 days, over the last 6 months, all in one place. So what we're going to do is literally we're going to record our balance. Now, it's always good to start at the beginning of the month, which is also why this is a great time to be talking about it. We're going to start with last month's ending cash balance from our bank statement or online on the last day of the month. And that's really going to be the number that we're comparing against. Again, I've had people who are like, let me go 6 months backwards and record every day. We don't need to do that, right? What's important is, okay, I ended the month with, in this example, I ended the month with $10,000. What do I have today, right? Which becomes a bigger question mark as we get further in the month, but also something that we can really see, what am I making this month from what I started with? So if we start with $10,000, record our operating account balance today. So on September 1st, it's $11,000. So that means I made $1,000. Now, we know in restaurants, money comes in and out. So we probably don't want to plan a vacation with $1,000 we earned, right? We see, you know, you've seen money flow in and out all the time.
Well, I think that's where it comes in is if you're looking at this, you know payroll is going to be maybe every other week, or you know certain expenses that are going to come in certain times. That's where this using the system is going to help you kind of see when those are. And then obviously any sort of back trends you have, if maybe you have a big bill that you know comes out a certain time a month, yep, a certain time a quarter, this can help you plan that to get to that spot where it's not a surprise. You know that insurance bill is coming, or you know something that maybe is not every month, maybe it's once a year, once a quarter, you're going to think.
Exactly, because I think sometimes when we're looking at our cash balance, we forget that if our business is open, operating, we're collecting sales every day. So even if in our example, if you look, like we get to September 4th, it went down, maybe that is a payroll. So I started with 10, well now I'm at 5. But then I know that every day I'm bringing in sales, I'm going to build that back up and eventually get to a positive balance again, only to spend it again. And, you know, that's the life of an entrepreneur, right? But the key here is the more we track it, the more we're going to feel confident in what we have. We're going to see it replenishing itself. And ultimately, the biggest test is at the end of 30 days, where am I, right? Am I at 10? Am I at 12? Am I at 8? Right? And sometimes we don't want to see that, but we have to see that. Because again, we're getting to the point of time in the year where there's going to be some big decisions, right? How was my year? How am I doing? How's my company operating? And so much of that comes back to cash flow.
Right. And like you said, at the end of the year is when you're really maybe kind of looking in. And this is why it's a perfect time, because we still have a few months of the year to really impact that. You know, we're still, you know, as we talk about getting to the end of the year, we still have a third of the year left.
we have time, right?
And we can make an impact now on something that is going to really positively impact the cash flow.
Yes.
Especially if you know what you're looking at. I think that's the thing. If you have no idea what you're looking at, you definitely can't impact it.
Right. And that's where we don't want to overthink it, right? Again, I have people who like try to go out, you know, horizontally. Let me put all, like, this is really as simple as, did my cash go up from yesterday or did it go down from yesterday? And if yes or no on either side, why? Right? How can I repeat that if it was good? How can I fix it if it wasn't as good as I want it to be? But I think you'll find that this is such an easy tool and really something that should take 5 minutes a day.
Right. If that.
If I mean, that.
That's if you probably forgot your password right. to get in.
As long as you had to reset it.
Yeah. Check. It's probably 2-3 minutes. Go in, get your information, and move on with your day.
Right. And I love this idea of doing it first thing in the morning, right? Check it first thing, kind of get everything settled, and then go and then check it tomorrow morning. And again, don't overcomplicate it. There's nothing you can do wrong. It really is as simple as recording the balance every day and then recording the change. So our challenge to you is to do this over the next 30 days. Because again, the second piece of this is the fact that we are getting to the end of the year to really talk about, you know, like the baseball analogy of the closer. You know, what if it hasn't been a great year? What are some of the things that I could do to turn the corner to get it to be an even better year?
Right. And I think that's where if you kind of look at maybe the last 4 months of last year, yeah, learn from what, you know, I think of that baseball analogy. Well, think about the last time you brought that pitcher in. How did it go?
Right.
And same thing, kind of using that information to kind of think forward thinking,
yeah,
again, knowing what you maybe know now on the cash flow side, because maybe you weren't doing this last year. Now you are, using all that information together to really kind of like help your plan for that last quarter of the year.
Exactly. Because I think what people forget is really that last quarter of the year is setting up 24. Right, so don't like say, oh, well, next year will be better, but I'm not going to worry about that till December, right? I need to do the things now to set up the good habits, have everything working, so then I can take that good habit and make it into a great year.
Yes, definitely.
So, all right, so the homework is that you're going to contact us for our cash flow sheet, and that way when you are going into the bullpen, right, so talking a little bit of our baseball analogy, you're going into the bullpen, what are some of the year-end questions that you're thinking about?
Yeah, I think you need to know what your team looks like, right? What options do you have, so, right? Because cash flow is still going to come from the operational side.
Yeah.
We're always going to tie it back
around.
Oh, yeah. That, you know, if we're operating at a high level when it comes to managing labor costs, food costs, and expenses, it's going to translate that. So what options do you have when it comes to your team to help you kind of make those decisions? And then, you know, when you get to that, how do they perform?
Yeah.
And what can you do knowing now what you can with the information you have to help that performance for that?
Well, and I think that's where some of the cash flow can help with those decisions, because nobody likes to say, well, this team member is not working, or this manager is not working, or my GM is not working. But sometimes the dollars just aren't there. And I think, you know, using the analogy of you're headed to the bill, but if you know I have to save $2,000 over the course of a month, right? Or I'm not going to break even. All of a sudden, I think you bring a sense of urgency that you wouldn't have if you just said, oh, it's not working, or you're just stressed, you don't know why. If you're really like, here's the dollar amount I have to find. There's only so many places we can find it. And that's not to say you're going to find it in labor. Maybe you find it in food costs, right?
Well, I think it just, like you said, going in that baseball analogy, you're walking the bullpen, you got to make a decision. Yeah. You're using the score of the game to decide who you're bringing in. So same thing, depending on how food costs has been for the last 3-6 months, or depending on how your overall financials are,
yeah,
is going to shift your decisions. And maybe it is of, hey, a little bit harder of, we have to make these decisions on labor has to be this rest of the year out. We have to drop 4% labor. We have to run a 3% better in food cost, you know, because we need to get to that break even point where if you are winning the game, you had a great year. That's not to say we're taking our foot off the gas,
right,
but we may be able to take a more of a chance, right? Oh, you know what? Yeah. Let's have some extra staff there because we want to be busy. We want to grow sales. Where depending on if you haven't set yourself up, you may have lost some of that luxury to wait and see or to hope that it gets better.
Well, I agree. And I think the final piece of cash flow is so many times, you know, say people who've been in this industry a long time, you know, you get to the end of the year and the old way of doing it was, you know, spend every dollar. I've heard this so many times. Spend every dollar because then you don't have to pay taxes on it. Like, I don't know that that's the best cash strategy.
Right.
I mean, I think you might be better to just have it all in the bank account because you're probably going to pay taxes on it anyway with all the technology and point of sale systems. Like, government knows what you're collecting in sales. So not putting it in the bank is only hurting yourself from being able to see how much cash you really have. So the whole idea of, you know, things aren't put in the bank so no one will know, or, oh, I did this catering event, I'll just not record it. You're only hurting yourself because now you don't have complete information. Right. So you don't know what you're making in cash. And so many times then it's like, oh, where'd all my cash go?
Right.
And we're like,
yeah,
definitely. We saw no deposits in the month of November. So I'm sorry, but that's where your cash is.
Right.
So, you know, again, I think, yes, tax strategy. I mean, again, I think that old school way really doesn't work anymore with all the reporting and how everything goes. I think you're better to have everything in one place. You know, plan, see all the cash, and then be able to really analyze how much you really made and make the decision, right? You can take a distribution. You can pay yourself more. There's lots of ways you can make more money, but we have to see it all first in order to make the best decisions.
Right. And hey, if you had a great year, that is maybe the time you're buying a new piece of equipment or something.
Yes.
Based upon that knowledge that you now have of, yeah, we had a great year. We want to finish the year strong. We want to start 2024 strong, so let's go spend some money on kitchen supplies or dining room utensils to get ahead. But you can't do that if you don't have the cash in your bank account.
Right. We have to see know it where you first. Are. Yes, yes, because that's all part of, you know, tax strategy is that. But again, we don't want to just, you know, take it to zero. Like, we really want to plan for next year. And I think looking at cash, the final piece is really looking at, if you do this analogy, right? Say we started with 10,000 and we get to 11 and all that in our example. You know, what is the minimum balance that would make you feel more comfortable? If you feel like, man, I just feel like I'm stressed every time I run payroll, like that just doesn't feel like enough. You know, really kind of thinking about, well, what would make me feel comfortable? Like, am I just stressed because this is a stressful business and it's not fun to do payroll and all that? Or is it because I really feel like I kind of don't have a big enough buffer and I'd like an extra $10,000? Because that's something to think about as we're, again, seeing our business grow. Maybe we leave a little more in just so we have a better buffer next year, so it is less stressful for the company as a whole.
Yeah, and coming from like corporate restaurant side, maybe it was a little bit different way of thinking because it wasn't about, oh, we need that money to pay payroll, but we did have that same philosophy of, let's get a little more money to the bottom line because what happens when there's a snow day?
Exactly.
Or what happens when something out of our control happens?
Exactly.
And there would be no way to get sales that day to hit that budgeted profit and from a corporate level. So maybe a little different depending on where you are, whether it's corporate
or
independent, but same philosophy of,
well, and that's where, again, going back to the trends, like knowing, okay, if this was an okay month, right, September's an okay month and I make $3,000, then I could maybe plan that I'm going to make $3,000 every month between now and the end of the year. And then if December's a great month, great, but at least I've kind of planned for, here's what I think I'm going to make every month moving forward. But again, all starts with knowing. And I think so many times we check our balance and then we just have endless worry. Oh my God, did that check clear? And then we don't have a target for what we think it should be. And that's what I think is missing in most of what people look at as cash flow. Whereas if we just have that target and we say, yep, it's 10,000, I should see a minimum of 10,000 and I check and it's 11, great. I got nothing to worry about, right? Like, I hit my target and I'm there. And I think that's the next piece to this, is then being able to have a target moving forward. So cool. Well, thank you very much for joining us on today's episode. Please check out our website, thelagergroup.com. Send us a note if you would like our free cash flow tool. And please take our challenge to use September as a way to know what your business has earned over the next 30 days.